Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the morning news. A new political page opens today. The French give an absolute majority to Emmanuel Macron's movement, voting in more than 360 seats. It's a victory that is also marked by the highest levels of abstention ever seen, up to 57%. On the right, the Republicans managed to save face with 126 seats, in contrast to the PS, which collapsed with less than 50 seats. The République en Marche garners first rank, an absolute majority in the Assembly for the presidential movement, but with a score that was less than expected. All six candidate ministers were elected. Also with reason to celebrate is La France Insoumise, as Jean-Luc Mélenchon, elected in Marseille, moves forward with 27 new deputies, offering him a group in the Assembly. The FN also has reason to celebrate, with 8 deputies elected, an increase from 5 years ago, and also the arrival of Marine Le Pen at the Assembly. On the loser's side, it's hard not to cite the PS, who will have less than 50 deputies, the worst score in their history, and a cataclysm for their party leader. Jean-Christophe Combedelis resigned yesterday. The party also faces financial difficulty and will have to almost restart from scratch. The immediate consequences are that several socialist ex-ministers have been swept away. Jean-Jacques Hervouas, Marisol Touraine, Najat Vallaud-Belkacem, and Miriam El-Khomri. The other losers of the legislatives are the Republicans, the party of the right, with 135 seats in the Assembly, their worst score under the Fifth Republic. Reconstruction also promises to be quite painful on their side as well. Still facing uncertainty is Manuel Valls in the Essonne. The former prime minister looked to be in the lead, but his opponent at France Insoumise has also claimed victory. The Constitutional Council will examine the results today. And things look to heat up in the Paris region and the west of the country. 16 departments are under orange alert for extreme heat, with temperatures expecting to climb to 40 degrees Celsius in the Landes this afternoon. Do be careful. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.